This is StoryCorps, Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. Nakwin was in the 10th grade when she dropped out of high school. It was following the Vietnam War, her dad was in prison, and she needed to go to work to support her family. Years later, after she had immigrated to Oklahoma, she went back to school to finish what she started, to get her GED, and that's where she met her teacher, Chris Myers. They came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City to talk about their journey to help her complete her goal.
I had a student tell me that they saw you when you passed your last test. And they didn't want me to tell you this, but they saw you and you were crying in the bathroom. Every bit of work that we've ever done to get you to this point, it was worth it just to know that you were crying tears of joy. There's nothing that can really outdo that for me. That alone is enough motivation for me to work with every learner and try my best to make sure that they get it. That I helped you do something that you're so happy about, you had tears. I don't know. I feel special, and I thank you for allowing me to participate in that, because you didn't have to. You didn't have to come to us. You didn't have to stay with us. There's a lot of places that you could have decided to go instead of being with us. But for giving me that opportunity to be a part of that, that's, you know, those are the things that make a life. You make a living one way, but then you make a life another way.
You change people's lives. Because after I passed my GED, I feel like I have wings now. I can fly.
But you can. You can. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. You know, I think you do more than I expect from a teacher. You go out your ways, you know, to do for us. So that's why I feel really appreciate what you've done for us.
I appreciate the chance for me to get to do it. You know, I have to match you. That's why I love it when you guys, you know, go all out. Because with you, it wasn't an easy mission. Like, we think about after you took your first test and how much doubt that might have created. Because if I remember correctly, the first score was like a 2 or something like that, right? And I know that can be like extremely discouraging. I have a lot of students that I don't see anymore after that. But then to see you back the next day, I'm like, okay, we fighting, you know? And I love to fight, not like physical fight, but like fighting life. You know, I love to fight because that's what it's about. You know, we got to fight. We wake up every morning fighting our way through life. And when I want to fight with you, but I can't fight for you. So when I see a fighter, I get excited. I'm like, okay, bring it. You know, me and you against the world. And that's how I feel. And I was so happy for you, you know.
Thank you.
You wanted to play games, though. I need to put you on Front Street, as we say, because you actually called me and told me that you didn't pass. And my heart was broken for all of 30 seconds when you started laughing and said, just playing. That wasn't funny, by the way, and I'm still going to get you back. But, yeah, my turn.
Sorry, Mr. Chris.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.